A new multilingual phone helpline in New South Wales was launched to support people impacted by overseas conflicts. The project called Witness to War was created by the New South Wales Service for the Treatment and Rehabilitation of Torture and Trauma Survivors, or STARTS, funded by the state government to employ 10 bicultural workers. I started asking CEO of STARTS, Jorge Arroche, what Witness to War is about.
Look, for a while we've noticed that whenever, you know, bad things happen overseas, wars, conflict and so on, many people get affected that are not necessarily part of our client group. You know, some may be people that fled to Australia or came to Australia while there was a context of war back in the countries. Others, just because they've experienced similar circumstances, and they can be quite affected. You know, sometimes this goes under the surface and they're not picked up. And often we get lots of calls at those times. This time around, and I think, you know, there was a previous iteration of Witness to War after disasters in Lebanon and in the context of the Syrian crisis, and the New South Wales government picked up that providing an avenue, a space that people could discuss the issues and helped to be directed to the best way as supposed to support them at that time. And so this is how Witness to War came about. And the second iteration of Witness to War is improved on the basis of our learnings from the last time we had the program a couple of years ago. It's mostly directed to people affected by the crisis in Afghanistan and now the Ukrainian humanitarian crisis. And so we've got people that speak both languages, most of whom also have lived experience. So that, you know, that makes it easier for people contacting us to be able to open up about how these situations are affecting them.
Speaking about services, what are some of the other services behind connecting with people or getting another service the helpline provide to people?
Look, the helpline, as I said, is mostly a discussion space. And the outcome of that discussion space is helping people connect with whatever most suitable, you know, to allow them to, you know, go forward and I suppose address, you know, the impact of this humanitarian crisis on them. In terms of services provided by STARTS, we work with people that have been affected by torture or other traumatic events in the context of the refugee experience. So it's mostly people that, you know, have arrived to Australia as refugees or come from refugee-like situations. We're very cognizant that refugee is really a legal term. Many people have, you know, survived trauma and, you know, they still come under a target group. And the kind of services that we provide at STARTS range from individualized treatment that may involve counseling, may involve different clinical interventions that we can assist people with that have been affected by the impact of trauma.
What has the feedback been from users of this service?
Look, the feedback is been very good. You know, we just had a there was, you know, some TV interviews that as part of an SBS program that went on air and actually featured some, you know, a couple of people from the community talking about their experience. And it was great to hear that firsthand. Certainly, you know, the feedback that we get through the contact of people with bilingual client support workers has been fantastic so far. I think people really appreciate the chance to be able to discuss how all this is impacting on them in the first language and with someone who is familiar with the situation and can relate, you know, to the kind of challenges they're going through.
That's fantastic. That's very, very interesting, Jorge. Where can we get more information about this service?
Look, the best way is to visit our website. It's www.starts.org.au. And I think that at the moment, you know, the Witness to War is displayed quite prominently in our website. And then that describes the program and certainly how to contact the hotline.
Okay, fantastic. And my last question is, how many languages are you managing on this phone helpline? And what's the future work of it? Are you thinking of expanding the services to more languages?
Yes, at the moment we cover 9 languages directly. We can, of course, access interpreters, you know, where that is necessary. And the languages that we cover, many of the languages are spoken in Afghanistan, most of those, in fact, Ukrainian, and also Arabic and Kurdish. We really appreciate, you know, the support of Multicultural New South Wales. I think it's been great that they've been able to identify, you know, how important that assisting people that are affected by conflict is. The first iteration of the program actually came from, you know, a proposal by them in response to a feedback about, you know, how the community was being impacted.
That was CEO of STARTS, Jorge Arroge. And if you would like more information about the helpline, you can go to our website at thewaya.org.au.